This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. All those roads and bridges due to be repaired under the $1 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will take a beating over the next few days. AAA is predicting close to pre-pandemic levels of travel this Thanksgiving weekend, most of it by car. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer will be among those crawling through traffic on the East Coast, and she went to check out some of the infrastructure along her route to see what kind of shape it's in and where some of that new money might go. Here's Nancy.
To go over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, you have to cross a bridge. Lots of bridges in my family's case. We'll be traveling the busy corridor between the Washington, D.C. area and upstate New York. I tend to worry about things. So it's time for a bit of a dry run, just the first leg of our trip. I'm heading toward Baltimore to meet someone from the American Road and Transportation Builders Association, a construction trade group.
Take the exit.
As of March of this year, there were around 10 interstate bridges in Maryland deemed structurally deficient, according to the Builders Association. Michael Cicada heads the association's Maryland chapter.
How are you doing?
Cicada and I are meeting at the 60-year-old Putty Hill Avenue Bridge, which my family and I will go under during our trip. The bridge looks terrible. There are big chunks missing from the sidewalk. Cicada runs bits of sand and gravel through his fingers.
This is definitely the structure, the guts of the material, if you look at these rocks, which are used to create the concrete. So we're looking at exposed concrete here. Yeah, which is not good.
Can we go underneath it?
I tried going over there. I wasn't able to.
I want to look under the bridge because I'm wondering if, say, a chunk of it could fall off and smash through a windshield. Cicada explains that a structurally deficient bridge isn't necessarily unsafe. The sidewalk of this bridge is crumbling and the roadway has been patched many times, but the skeleton underneath is okay. Cicada says state engineers regularly inspect bridges, steel and concrete substructures for cracks. Those would not be okay.
You know, if the bridge, to your point, is unsafe, it will be closed.
That's reassuring. Back at home on a Zoom call with economist Diana Furchtkott-Roth, there's more reassuring news. Furchtkott-Roth is a former Department of Transportation economist, now teaching at George Washington University. She says Maryland can expect about $400 million worth of infrastructure money for bridge repair and replacement. But what about the rest of the trip?
You're also going to be driving through Delaware.
That's right.
And Delaware can expect to receive $225 million for bridge replacement and repairs.
New Jersey and New York will get hundreds of millions more. Good thing, because we'll be driving on Interstate 80, which has two structurally deficient bridges in New Jersey as of March of this year. Furchtkott-Roth says New York has its problems, too.
In New York, there's 1,702 bridges and over 7,292 miles of highway in poor condition.
So state officials have a miles-long to-do list, but construction won't start for a while, says Byron Brown, a lawyer and lobbyist at the Washington law firm Crowell and Mooring.
So you could see projects that start being built, or ground being broken over the next couple of years that could continue for 5 or 6 years into the future.
Brown would like the construction to start sooner. He could very well be on the road, too, this Thanksgiving. He's thinking about driving up to New Jersey. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.